Brishus Derabeim and the Kol HaKadosh, they came to learn Shiva for a day. Say a Dvar Torah and a little Divrei Seiris, obviously having to do with Yom Tov Habo Aleinu Lateva, Chag Shavuos, Kabbal Satayra. We know that Aviseinu were the dugma from where we learn how to do a Geiris. The Gemara says in Krisis that you learn how to do a Geiris from Aviseinu, how we are Makal the Torah. We did Mila, we did Tvila, we did Hartzas Damim, and from there we learn how a Geir has to become a Geir. There's a well-known Kasha from the Malmi Prague in Parshas Vayigash, where he asked the Kasha, being that Klal Yisrael went through a Geiris, so how do we find in the Gemara Yuma that Moshe Rabbeinu told everybody that they have Isra Arayas, Vayar Moshe Asam, Boichel Mishpchoysev, they were all crying, but L'chayr, Gershon Isgar, Katan Shneil Dami. So if they're Gershon Isgar, so nobody's related. The same type of kasha comes up in different svarim, in different surahs. Rabbi Chanan asked the kasha in Baba Basra. It says in the Gemara that Yerusha is Memashmish V'Holich Ad Ruvin. Right, if somebody doesn't have a relative, so you go to the Zaydin, the Elter Zaydin, all the way back till Reuven. So, Rabbi Chanan, why? It should cut off at Matan Torah, because past there, it's Gershon Yisgar Katan Shneil Dami, and so on. Obviously, there's some reason that we don't say Gershon Yisgar Katan Shneil Dami when we all went to Matan Torah. The question is, what is the reason? So, I'll say over the Maral's Teretz. Here, I wrote down the Lashon. Devadai mishin isgar me atzmoi kegoin goy kiven shdoi atzorich legayer. A goy didn't have to be megayer. He was megayer me atzmoi from his nidvas liboy. V'hu megayer atzmoi havi birya acheres legamri. So he's a new barrier and he's taka not related to his relatives. Aval Yisrael sheyotzmei mitzrayim kiven shehoyu mechuyovim lekabal satayro. They had to do it. And they were forced. So they weren't. That's the teretz of the Maral. If you did it from yourself, like a regular ger, you are katan shenoyelad. Klal Yisrael, they didn't have a choice. They had to, and they were forced to do it. So we don't say it. What's pshat in it? What's the havon in that? So I would like to give a havon. I'll give it by the way of the Chazanish and Bechayrus. There is a Chazanish and Bechayrus in Siman Tazayin who asks a kasha that we find the Gemara in Bechayrus, famous Gemara, the Avav, Frek the Gemara, how do we know that we're allowed to drink milk? Frek the Gemara, what's wrong with drinking milk? So the Gemara says, because dam nekar v'nasa cholav, how do you get milk? The dam switches inside the animal into milk, so it should be dam. So why don't we say, but it's not dam? No, you see, that doesn't help. The Gemara holds it for a titan. It came from dam. If it comes from dam, it's aser. It's milk, but it came from dam. He brings another Gemara in Tmura. The Gemara says that if you have a trefa egg and it hatches a chicken, so we eat the chicken. Why? L'chayra, if the egg was treif, so the chicken should also be treif. An egg is not a chicken, a chicken isn't an egg. But if it came from an egg, which was treif, the Gemara holds, that's already a problem. Frek the Chazon Ish, that he has a stira from two other places. We have one, dam shabishlei. If you cook dam, it goes down from a deraisa to a derabbanan. But the dam shabishlei came from dam, so why don't you say you can't drink it, just like the milk? And his other kasha is, from the Rosh. The Rosh in Ketzin Mavorchim has a thing called musk. They used to take blood, do a process on it, and they could turn it into honey. So it says in the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's panim chadoshes balakan. You can drink it now. It's honey now. It's a new thing. Why? But the blood and milk is not panim chadoshes. Why? What's the chilik? Blood to milk or blood to honey? This one, what's the difference? How do you understand it? Zok de Chazon Ish, There's a difference between what was a man-made process. If you make a man-made process out of it, it makes it a new thing. Masha Enkein, what is the way that Shemaim does it, that is still considered usr. Okay, the stipler is masber a little more. The pshat is like this. When you have blood in the animal, and every cow, the blood turns into milk. So what that means is, when you see milk, you say, ooh, this is abriya chadosha. What's for abriya chadosha? That's how it works. Blood becomes milk. So that's not a panim chadoshas. That's the tahalich. That's how Hashem makes the nature go from blood into milk. And eggs turn into chickens. So that's not a panim chadoshas. But if you take this blood into a laboratory and you do processes and you turn it into honey, that's a panim chadoshas. You switched it. The person took it from blood and made it into dvash. Or the same thing, the other example that we said, from the Dom Shabishlai. That's not a natural thing. You went and took the blood and switched it into something else. So the aside is that if this is how the Ribbono Shel Olam makes the thing continue, it's like a very mistabridical thing, the Chazon Ish is saying. So you can't say it's a panim chadosha, isechwein. That is gufa. That's how this thing works. Masha enkein, when you switch it, and you switched it, then it's a panim chadoshes. That's the aside of the Chazon Ish. So, l'fi anius daiti, this Maral Miprag is saying exactly that Chazon Ish. Maral Prag is saying, if you have a guy, where is a guy supposed to go? Be a guy. He does a man-made switch. He switches to a yid. That's part of his tahalich. That's part of his process. A guy doesn't have to turn into a yid. There's no chiyah for a guy to be yid. He switched. So panim chadosh is balakan. He's a new thing. He's not it's the same as he was. Kikotin shenoy ledami. He's a panim chadosh. He's a kotin shenoy ledami. Mashein kein, when you have klal yisrael, that's a panim chadosh. Hashem made the world for klal yisrael. And he made, like Rashi says in Bereishis, the first Rashi, Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil Torah. And then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And it was all, the whole plan of the entire world was that one day we'll get a Torah. So we had Avraham, Yitzchak, then we had to go to Kiger Yezaracha, and we had to go to Mitzrayim, and then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, we're going to take you out, and we're going to bring you to Har Sinai. So, Zok Demar Al Miprag, we're a muchrach lazeh. This is a panim chadoshes. This nishkem panim chadoshes. Panim yoshonis shabi yoshonis. This is the exact thing that we had to be the whole time. So memelo, we don't say gershon is gar kikotin shenoyel dami on that. To say the one, I believe this is an emes. It's a pshat. But just to add a little hoisafa, the Maral Miprag stressed the fact that we were muchrochim lazeh, that we were forced. So why is he stressing that we were forced? But Yesh Leimar, the Maral Azul Lishitase, the Maral goes on the famous Kasha of Toysis, why did Hashem force us? What we said, Nasa V'Nishma already, famous Toysis is Kasha. So the Maral Miprag answers, we didn't need to be forced. We taka accepted it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that the Torah is a muchrach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that Torah is not optional. That is the pshat Hashem. Here, I have an offer for you. A very beautiful thing, Torah. Would you like it? If you like it, good thing. If not, okay, I'll find another customer. The Torah cannot be given that way. The Torah has to be a muchrach. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam showed Klal Yisrael that the world is dependent on this. Ve'im lav shem tekburaschem, the world is over. Then we understand what we are taking. We have to have that clear that what we're accepting here is not an optional extra credit thing. This is something that the Bria needs, and that's why Hashem did the Karka Gigis, even though we would have taken it. We were ready to take it anyway. So the Maharal Lishitasai is pointing out that it's like a tahalich that had to be. It's like better maybe even than the egg going to the chicken or the blood becoming the milk. It had to be. There was no other way. We had to take the Torah. It was a muchrach. This was the only way. So it's not chadoshes, that's the only way. So that might be pshat in the Maharal Miprak. Okay. From here, I'd like to go on to a nekuda. There's a Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Nun Hei that after a person davens, he should learn, and he should be kivea itim l'tayra, even if he stands to lose a lot of money. The Goyin says, where's the Mekoyer? So the Goyin says, because it says in the Gemara, Kavata itim l'tayra. And Tosis already explains that there's two separate questions that a person gets. One Gemara says, Tchilas dinu shel adam al divrei Torah. The very first thing they ask a person is, divrei Torah. Did you learn? Then the next question they ask him is, Nosata v'nosata be'emuna. The person was honest in his dealings. Then the third question is, Kavata itim l'Torah. Zok Tosis, because even if a person learns, that doesn't mean he was kivea itim l'Torah, that he had a set time to learn. So there's tzvei zachen, there's kavate itim l'tayr, and there's learning tayr. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, what's the shear of kavate itim? What's the shear? The shear is even if he's going to lose a lot of money, he's got, not the case of Shulchan Aruch, not he's going to have a hefsin. So, and he'll lose a big revach, still, he keeps his ace, right? He's right now, if I don't learn right now, I have a set time, I learn from 9 to 10, but right now I can make a lot of money, I can do a special deal now. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, kvata itim l'tayr, afilu if I lose a lot of money. Zok the Goyin, how do we know that sheer? So the Goyin says, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin anyway says, on the pasuk, noyef isha chasar leiv, that if somebody's noymed tayr l'prokim, he's like a noyef isha chasar leiv. So Rashi says, if sometimes he learns, sometimes he doesn't learn, he's already over an iser. So what are you being moisif with kavatit in latayr? If anyways he has to be always learning tadr, so what could be the hoisafa? So the Shulchan Aruch decided, this is pshat in the Gemara. The hoisafa is that normally when a person's learning, but he can make a lot of money at a certain time, so tak it, he should go ahead and take the deal. But if it's that hour of kavata itim la Torah, then the Shulchan Aruch says, even if he could be marvich a lot of money, he has to be kivea anes. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So the shaila is, where is the makor of the Gemara for the inyan of kavata itim la Torah? The Gemara, it's a Gemara. Where is the makor that the Gemara got? That there's a special thing, l'chayro, maybe the whole thing is learn whenever you can, and if you have to do something, do something. Where's the makor for that? So I saw in a sefer from Rabbi Asher David May, he writes that Rabbi Moshe Shapiro went on this shaila, and Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said, the makor is this gemara, of kofa alein har kegigis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the Torah has to be accepted as a muchrach. Person has to feel that his kabbalas ha-Torah is not like if and when, but it's a muchrach. And if a person's always able to switch back and forth, then he has no kabbalah of muchrach. And memela, that's the shoyrish where Chazal got the idea that every person should take on a certain amount of like a Kabbalah's oil in his Torah that now I must learn. And there's nothing in the world that gets in my way, even if it's I'll have a hefset of mamin. That's the makor he wanted to give for this din. So from here, we learn the importance of kviyas itim l'Torah. Part of the Kabbalah of Torah is not just learning Torah, it's being kaveya an ace, that nothing in the world could stop me during that time. Besides, for everything else, It's a very, very useful tool to be matzliach in learning, besides for everything else. Because a person knows that if he doesn't have any real strong Kabbalah to his manim, then things can fritter away. This could happen, that happens, and then at the end the person's lost and he doesn't have the Torah that he should have when he's what he's been doing as a life. So I would like to give a few dugmois of this. I'm puzzled to be, not I'm a dying anyway, but I'm puzzled in Gansen because I don't have any big shibudim in the world, so what can I say to people who have shibudim in the world? But therefore, I decided I want to give over a few of the things that I've seen in my different chavrusa shafts that I've had with Baal HaBatim, and I see what it means that some people are kveitim l'teira. I just give over these a few examples, that's all. One example I want to say, because it's a Taya Yid who was with us, but is not with us anymore, Yoel Ben Yud Zichron Levracha. He used to work for the government, and he used to learn with us in a Chabura, and we used to learn from 8 to 10. And I didn't know until after he was Nifter that he didn't go home from his work. He went straight to the Beis Medrash from his work without eating to learn until 10 o'clock. Then he went home and he ate. That's a dogma of somebody who's kaveh itim l'tayra, even ad kedei kach. I'll give another dogma I've seen. I have a chabur with some of the people are accountants. And when it comes certain months, right by the end of the, it's very, very schwer. We even had somebody who tried to join, but then it came to that kufa, and he wasn't able to be oymed. It was too schwer. But at the same time, we had that no matter what, they came. It's a neuer dicke Sache. It's not easy. But the pshat is, they were kaveh that ace for Torah, and even though it was hard, they made sure, just like my moshul is, let's say somebody's kid is becoming bar mitzvah, and he's an accountant, so he has to still go to his son's bar mitzvah. So this person felt the same way about his kaveh's ace. He felt that way, and Mimela, I don't know, he didn't tell me how he worked it out, but he worked it out. You see that if a person is mekabel really with a real Kabbalah, he can do it. And then I'll say a more recent example that I've seen. I saw some of the people came to the Chabura, and they were all with the tie and the hat and everything, they were at a chasana. So they came from the chasana, stayed, and right as soon as it was over, ran back to the chasana. Yeah, was a yadid, so they had to be at the chasana. But im kol zeh, they made it. Okay, every person has to judge it. these are just horis ba'alma. Every person has to know. But I'm just showing how different people have done things that were even though they had big shibudim on their heads, they somehow worked it out. And the last one, I had chavrusa. Sometimes he tells me he slept 1 hour last night, half an hour. He's a very busy person, sometimes has to go out of town for business and this and that. Comes anyways, no matter what. Sometimes he has to meiser nefesh to stay awake, mamish. Doesn't make a difference. Chavrusa is chavrusa. So that's the different examples I could just give. Maybe one last example. I have a chavrusa. He goes out of town a lot for different business things. And sometimes he's in different countries. But he won't miss the chavrusa shaf. So no matter where he is, we learn. If he's not there, learn on the phone. He happened to learn with me this morning. By him, it was 5:40 in the morning. For me, it was no problem. He was in Eretz Yisrael on business. And for me, it was 10:40 at night. But for him, it was 5:40. Chavrusa is chavrusa. So a person who takes his Torah very seriously and is mekabel on himself, each one according to how he works it out, can get very far. I'll end off with a mashal from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim gave a mashal about a person who left over a Yerusha. The Yerusha he left over was a library, a very expensive library full of antique sforim, and was worth a fortune. So the Yoirish, he was not such a, he wasn't a little pesheya, did not take care of the library. So at one point, though, he needed the money. So he finally opened up the library to sell it. And people came, different people that were like interested in buying antique svarim, and they start looking through the library. And they pull out this sefer. By then, mice had eaten a few pages in this sefer. That sefer, he didn't realize, he didn't pay attention. There was a leak in the roof. It ruined those svarim. That was a beautiful set of shas. One volume got ruined from this and from that. And the whole thing depreciated considerably. Still got a few dollars, but he could have been a wealthy man. And instead, because of the, not taking care of his svarim, look what he ended up. The Chofetz Chaim says it's the same thing with a person. He says it could be for learning and it could be for davening. A person, his whole life, he learns Torah. He might go to a daf yomi, or he might have a chavrusa, whatever it is. If he takes care, wonderful. But if not, then he might, they'll take out his Gemara. They'll say, oh, it looks so nice on the outside. Oh, here's the pages ripped out. Here, this isn't here, that. Because that day he missed because of that. That day he missed because of that. And so on. And the same thing for a sidurim, he says. Yeah, the person, oh, today he came a little late, so he skipped this part. That day he skipped that part. And all his beautiful svarim that could be worth millions if he doesn't take care of it. So therefore, to his oirus, he writes, that a person should take very good care of his most important nechassim that he has. The most important nechassim a person has is the Torah. That he should use his time carefully every day, be machshiv, his chavrusa and his kabbalah for whatever time that is that he learns, to try his best, that should be kavata itim l'Torah. And we should be zoiche, taka, to have a gute kabbalah satayr this year, and we should be zoiche to use all our times and come with beautiful svarim, Yitzhak Hashem, for the coming year.